So our theme this week was Jesus' love is one of a kind. Jesus' love is one of a kind. And so first of all this morning I want to say that the love of Jesus, the love of God displayed in Jesus is a love like no other. It truly is a love like no other. There's a passage in 1 John chapter 4 verse 7 and 8 that actually tells us that love is one of the most important defining attributes of who God is. It says this, "Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born from God and knows God. Whoever does not know God, whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love." God is love. And so everything that God does is motivated from love, is motivated by love. Even God's judgment is a loving act. Pastor, what on earth does that mean? Right? What does that mean? Jesus really loved children. When he was on the earth with us, living among us, he really loved children. In fact, one day, a bunch of parents brought their little children to Jesus because they wanted him to bless them, to put his hands on them and bless them. And the disciples, Jesus' friends, they were a little cranky about that. And they said, you know, that's not worth Jesus' time. Get away. There's more important things for Jesus to do. And Jesus said to them, and I paraphrase, "What are you guys doing?" Right? Those are like the most important people. Bring them here. I want to bless them. I want to spend time with them. And he said, "Let the little children come to me." Right? And then a little later in Matthew 18, this is in Matthew 18, verse 6, he says this: "If anyone causes one of these little ones who believe in me to stumble, it would be better for a large millstone to be tied around their neck and them thrown into the sea." That's got to be some of the most intense words Jesus says, right? It's pretty intense. But what he meant by that is that there are people who do terrible things to children, but God has a special place of judgment for people who do that, right? And God would not be a loving God if he allowed that kind of stuff to happen with no consequence. Can we all agree on that? Right? And so it's God's love that motivates his judgment. And that's just an example, but in a similar way, God has to deal with all kinds of evil in the world if he's a loving God. Love was what motivated God to send Jesus into the world. We already heard this verse this morning. But love motivated God to send Jesus into the world to save us from the evil in our own hearts. Because the reality is, it's not all out there. Some of it's in me, right? Some of it's in us. And God sent Jesus into this world because he loves us. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life." So it was the Father's love that planned to send Jesus, and it was love that motivated Christ to come into the world and to go all the way to the cross to die for us. In fact, until we see the cross, until we come to understand that God, who is creator and king of the universe, became crucified God on the cross, until we see the cross, we don't fully understand love. I mean, you know, we in our culture, we have warm feelings towards someone and we say that we love them. And on some level, yeah, we do. But what Jesus did for us redefines love. Redefines love. A couple of scripture verses I want you to hear today. Both from 1 John. John wrote a gospel, but he also wrote a couple of letters. And so 1 John chapter 3, verse 16. We already read John 3:16. This is 1 John 3:16. It says this: "This is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us. And we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers and sisters." So Jesus showed us what love is like. It is sacrifice. It is laying down your life for someone else. Jesus laying down his life for all of us. And then John says, and so following Jesus' example, love in us looks like sacrificing ourselves for others. Laying down our lives, not just dying for someone. Sometimes that's easier than living a sacrificial life for others, right? But in following Jesus' example, we love by also laying down our lives for others. And then a few verses later, it says this: This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. This is love. That sounds like he's about to define something, doesn't it? This is love. Not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sin. Right? So John is saying, this is love. When I was still in rebellion against God, telling him where to go, when I was still saying, God, I don't need you, I'm going to live my own life, when I was still in rebellion against God, he loved me. Right? This is love. Not that we loved him. God's love is so amazing. It's not a responsive love that loves us because we love him. He came looking for you when you were at your worst. When you told him where to go, he came looking for you. Right? This is love. Not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Folks, I want you to hear today. God loves you. God loves you. I don't care where you've come from, what you've done, where you've been. I don't care. I mean, I care about your story, but I don't care what your story is. He loves you. That doesn't exclude anyone in this room or anyone watching online right now. He loves you. And he sent his Son, Jesus, to die for you so that your sin and mine could be forgiven and washed away, so that we could be made ready for heaven. Jesus' love is one of a kind. It's one of a kind. The second thing I want to say to you this morning, it'll be a little shorter than the first thing. His love for you is unique. His love for you is unique. Jesus doesn't just love a faceless mass of humanity. He loves you. He loves you. And his love for you is unique. God's love for you won't necessarily look the same as his love for someone else, because it's about relationship. And here's the thing about relationship is when we have a relationship with someone, my relationship with one person is going to be different than my relationship with someone else. My relationship with Pam, who's watching online this morning. Hi, Pam. My relationship with Pam is different than my relationship, that's my wife, by the way, for those who don't know. My relationship with Pam is different than my relationship with anyone else because we have a unique relationship. My relationship with each one of my kids is different. It's unique because I have a unique relationship with them, right? My relationship with my friends is unique. It's different with each one. And it's unique because they are unique. Our weird animals day camp this week, that's what it was called. Any weird animals in the room? Right? We learned this week that we are all weird. Right? And we sometimes use that as a derogatory term to call someone, man, they're weird. Well, I'm glad they're weird. I'm glad I'm weird. I'm glad that we're all unique the way that God made us. Right? And so God made you unique and special. There is no one in the world that he made like you. He made you just as he wanted you. And today I want to say to you that his love is reaching out to you uniquely today. Because wouldn't it be a tragedy? Wouldn't it be a tragedy for God to have made you so special and loved you so uniquely and sent Jesus into this world to seek out your heart, that and his son give his life for you so that you could know God and be with him forever? Wouldn't it be tragic for God to do all of that and we miss it? And we miss out on the relationship that we could have had with him. Right? He is inviting you today to know that his love is one of a kind. Jesus' love. Kids, Jesus' love is one of a kind. Right? His love is one of a kind. And I want to suggest to you that God's love, for those of you who don't yet know the love of God in your life, I want to suggest to you, I want to do more than suggest, I want to tell you today that it is the missing piece that you have been searching for. You were made for this very purpose, to know God and to love him. It's why you were made. You want to know your purpose. You know, that's one of the biggest questions in philosophy in all of history. What is my purpose? What is my meaning? Why am I here? I want to tell you right now, your purpose is to know God and love him. Right? And you can get all your ducks in a row. You can have your career and your house and your family and your toys and know that there's still something missing. It's because all of those things, they cannot replace the reason you were put on this planet, to know God and to love him, to respond to his love. So I want to pray with you right now. All right, let's just take a quiet moment in this room. God, I thank you for every person in this room. Thank you for every person watching online. Thank you for your amazing love that is unique to each one of us. Thank you that your love went all the way to the cross for me. God, I pray that you would reveal yourself and your love to each one of us today. That we would not leave this building. We would not turn off the live stream before we respond to that love and say yes to Jesus. Come and meet us in this place. We ask in Jesus' powerful name. Amen. Amen. And if you would like to talk to us more about that love, because I would love to chat with you. If you have questions, if you're interested in taking the next step of faith to say yes to Jesus, we would love to talk to you. So why don't you stick around and chat with me at the end of the service? All right, we've got a really great part of our VBS lineup today, and that is our movie. You guys excited to see the movie? Yeah. Just before we do that, I want to say a few thank yous. I want to thank all of our volunteers that made VBS happen. So we have our summer students, Brandon and Eva, worked for weeks to get some things ready and so on. I'm sure you can imagine this stuff up here didn't just appear this morning, or this week. But there was a lot of work and preparation that went into that. I want to thank all of our volunteers that helped with painting and decorating and setting things up in the building. I want to thank all of our crew leaders, all of our crew helpers, all of our station leaders, all of you, the yellow shirt people. You weirdos, right? I want to thank you all for your help this week. A big thank you goes to Mrs. Pam, who's not here today, who took a leading role, helped pull things together. So big thank you to her. I'm probably forgetting all kinds of people. But I thank you to parents for trusting your kids to us. Thank you, kids, for coming. Yeah. And let me say this. This week, this is really cool. This VBS has Evangel, our church family, really, really pulled it together. And, you know, we had some great volunteers, and that's exciting. But it was also about three churches working together to make this happen. Yeah. The body of Christ in our city at work together. We've got some of our workers here from the Point Church. We traded some workers with St. Luke's when they had their VBS. And so I just love when churches work together for the sake of the gospel, right? Yeah. Good. All right. Let's hit it, sir.
I want to
All right. So, yeah, we had a fantastic week, as you can see. Couple things just before we, kids, we're going to do the theme song one more time before we leave. So why don't you come on up on the platform. While you're coming up, we've got prizes for every one of the kids afterwards. We got some freezies, probably some for the adults too. I'm sure we've got lots. I said this already, if you don't have a church family that you're already connected with, we'd love to have you come back. We have in the fall, we have Kids Jam Adventure, which is a once a month kids outreach. So if you've got kids or grandkids, they can come on out to that every Wednesday in the fall. And I think that's all. So let's go for it.
Didn't they do a great job? Let's show them. Okay, boys and girls, just want to let you know that Mrs. Tina is going to be at the prize table, and you can choose one prize for your before you go. And also Mrs. Alia, she'll be outside for the great Frisbee. And workers, please be sure to return your staff T-shirts, okay, for next year. And just a reminder that next week, of course, will be at Coronation Park at the downtown for a great outdoor service. God bless you.
Jesus loves me.